From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. For the second time in 2 weeks, House Republicans are at a loss for a speaker. Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy dropped out of the race to succeed John Boehner just moments before House Republicans were set to vote. Here's NPR's Susan Davis.
Kevin McCarthy was about to clinch his party's nomination to be the next Speaker of the House. But the California Republicans stunned his colleagues when he announced he was dropping out of the race. McCarthy told Republicans he did not believe he was the leader to unite them. His decision forced outgoing Speaker John Boehner to immediately postpone the Speaker election, leaving House Republicans in disarray. McCarthy was heavily favored against his two opponents, Congressman Jason Chaffetz of Utah and Daniel Webster of Florida. Both say they will remain in the Speaker's race. Boehner said he expects to hold another nominating election in the coming weeks. He had planned to resign at the end of the month, but he says he will remain in office until a new Speaker can be elected. Susan Davis, NPR News, the Capitol.
South Carolinians in four counties along the coast know they may have to evacuate at a moment's notice. Floodwaters that ravaged Columbia and other towns since last week are feeding into local rivers. Governor Nikki Haley issued this warning.
Georgetown will start to flood. It will get worse, and it's going to last up to 12 days. So this is an area where if you are in the area of Georgetown, you are going to see people coming and knocking on your doors telling you to get out.
Thousands of people continue to be affected by advisories to boil their water before use. The CEO of Volkswagen Group of America, Michael Horn, was grilled by lawmakers on Capitol Hill today. NPR's Sonari Glinton reports questions still remain over when customers' cars get fixed.
Michael Horn did what CEOs do nowadays when they're called before Congress, apologize profusely.
I would like to offer a sincere apology for Volkswagen's use of software program that served to defeat the regular emissions testing regime.
Well, committee members were having none of it.
The company's word isn't worth a dime.
That's Congresswoman Jan Suchowski of Illinois.
Only thing I want to hear today is exactly how will Volkswagen make this right by consumers.
Horn told Congress that VW would not buy back affected vehicles, but would fix them. Horn indicated that it could take as long as 2 years to fix all vehicles. Sonari Glinton, NPR News.
Another eclectic group of musicians will be considered for induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2016. They include Janet Jackson, Chicago, The Cars, and Steve Miller. Other nominees include Nine Inch Nails, Los Lobos, Chaka Khan, and Chic. This December, the Hall of Fame will announce its selections, and the induction ceremony will be held April 8th. Before the close, Dow is up 139 points at 17,051. This is NPR News. This year's Nobel Prize for Literature goes to a Belarusian woman who writes history based on the voices of ordinary people. NPR's Corey Flintoff says the author is well known for her portrayals of life in the former Soviet Union.
Svetlana Alexievich composes her works by weaving together hundreds of interviews. Her books include chronicles about Soviet women who fought in the Second World War and the nuclear disaster at Chernobyl. Some reviewers have credited her with creating a new kind of literary genre. Alexievich currently lives in Belarus, but she spent many years in exile because of her criticism of the Belarusian government. She says she plans to use the nearly $1 million prize to support her work on two new writing projects. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
Celebrated chef Paul Prudhomme, who brought spicy Louisiana cuisine to culinary fans worldwide for decades, has died. His most famous dishes use a technique he called blackening meat or fish covered with spices and move millions of TV fans to get to cooking.
And that's good cooking, good eating, and good loving. We love you guys. Get the chili out and make everything smell good.
That's him from one of his programs. A spokesperson says Prudhomme died this morning following a brief illness. He was 75 years old. Before the close, U.S. stocks were trading sharply higher, with the Dow gaining 139 points, nearly 1% at 17,051. NASDAQ up 20 at 4811, and the S&P 500 up 17 at 2013. This is NPR.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.